Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
And today is Talk Like a Pirate Day, and I, for one, refuse to participate. I do not. I got the production team together so they could do a little something about Talk Like a Pirate Day. Listen up.
Ahoy, matey. It'd be a glorious day.
Why are you talking like that?
It's National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Talk Like a Pirate Day?
I'm a pirate.
I'm a pirate.
Ahoy, matey.
Arr to me, yo. Oh, yo, ho, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Ahoy, matey! You might know how to talk like a pirate.
We're gonna be pirates.
It's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
You got a nice building here. Who designed it?
An architect!
What I've realized is we all know the same three pirate things. Yeah. Arg, matey. What was the other one?
Arr, matey, shiver me timbers.
And shiver me timbers.
Well, you know, it is Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's always a lot of fun, too, around the house for us anyway. But Talk Like a Pirate Day, it's celebrated around the world, and they say that it started years ago in a newspaper. A columnist named Dave Barry is the one that started this. You can thank Dave Barry if you want to do some research.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
He started what?
Talk like a pirate day.
Okay, well, he did not start the way that they talk like pirates. I read an interesting thing about that.
Oh, okay. Do tell.
It was a guy in like the 1900s who was in a movie called Treasure Island, and he played Long John Silver, and he was the first one to add the R to everything.
Oh, okay. That wasn't real pirates?
That was not real. He created that, and I have it pulled up somewhere.
Well, I do have some fun facts as you look for that. There's no documented case in history of pirates making a treasure map at all.
Really?
I think that's something.
Tear down my childhood.
All movies are based on that.
His name is Robert Newton. It was 1950s, and it was Long John Silver in the movie version of Treasure Island. He is associated with the entire R pirate accent.
I'm glad he did that for us. And honestly, I don't know if I like Talk Like a Pirate Day being in September. I think we should celebrate it like January 1st, and it could be like Happy New Year. Okay. Well, that's my personal opinion. It's something to say on Talk Like a Pirate Day. Okay. Fun facts for you. See if you know this. Speaking of movies, Tom, true or false, or let's not make it true or false. Let's do this. Pick which one you prefer. The first Pirates of the Caribbean film.
True.
No. False.
Okay. It's only what I've seen.
What was the first Pirates of the Caribbean film that Disney produced? Was it PG-13 or R-rated?
PG-13.
That was their very first PG-13 film. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, their very first one. A little movie trivia for you.
Yeah, they're not going to jump to R real quick.
Okay, true or false, Johnny Depp actually had gold teeth implanted to play Jack Sparrow.
True.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd do that too if I, you know,
had money.
And they say, and this is a pirate fun facts for you, they can take a parrot anywhere if they can convince the person that it's emotional therapy parrot.
You got that little vest on.
Yeah, yeah. And in his later years, Blackbeard the pirate tried to hide the gray by using Just for Pirates.
You know, I thought we was going to get some real facts.
I gave you one.
Yeah, Tom. Hey, favorite genre of music for pirates?
R&B.
R&B.
Oh, yeah. Booty music, right?
What are we going to play? What are you going to say? Country.
All right. Favorite restaurant for pirates?
Long John Silver's.
Arby's.
Arby's.
although you can get a free chicken plank or a fish plank at Long John Silver's if you go in and talk like a pirate.
There you go.
And if you dress like one, you get a basket.
How about that? Yeah, and you know what? Tori's over there going really trying to figure out the right answer for that.
I know, right?
The favorite pirates.
Think of ours.
Yes. Where does a pirate stay on vacation?
Ramada. I don't know. I was trying to think of ours.
Ramada Inn is what she's saying.
Our romantic place?
Airbnb.
What? Oh!
Airbnb. Okay. See, this has been a lot of fun. And just a little heads up for all the pastors out there, because I thought this would be fun. Talk Like a Pirate Day 2027 will fall on a Sunday. So the pastor should come out and just talk like a pirate that day. It might be kind of fun.
I'd go to church.
Welcome to our service.
I would switch churches.
Let's sing Our Amazing Grace. That's good.
I apologize to all the teenagers out there that are just like changing the channel right now.
Can the soprano be the parrot? Amazing Grace.
That's fun stuff, Tom. I don't care who you are.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
All right. I want Long John Silver's now.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad I mentioned it?
I'll be honest, I'll take some of those frozen fish sticks from that. Who's the lady that got the frozen, or is that the guy?
It's a guy.
Oh, Gortons.
Gortons. Okay, talk like a pirate. They have some fun at school or work with that one. Here's a buddy, Jim Gaffigan, talking about his kids dressing up like pirates.
During the summer, I tour with my kids, and we'll do like a kid activity during the day, and then I'll do a show at night. And usually the kid activity is like a zoo or a park. When we were in Erie, Pennsylvania, we went on a pirate boat ride, which was pretty authentic, because when I think of Lake Erie, I think of all them pirates storming the shores of Western Pennsylvania. There were like 50 kids. They were all dressed like pirates. I felt like those kids were having the time of their lives. Kids love to dress like pirates, the murderers that pirates were. And we think it's adorable. It's so cute. He looks just like one of those sociopaths who terrorized the Caribbean. We let our kids dress like murderers. It's fun. The devil, it's cute. Hitler, no.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, there's some things that we deal with in day-to-day life that are kind of creepy, but we just go ahead and accept it.
Our coworkers?
I'll give you a great example of it is when you sit down on a toilet seat that someone else has warmed up for you.
Well, yeah.
It's a creepy thing, but you're like, well, it's just what it is.
I was at a friend's house, and they have heated seats, and I went to sit down, and it shocks you at first. Because you're thinking, who sat? Oh, no, this is a heated seat.
Right. Well, really, any seat can be heated. You just go in after someone.
Right.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Okay. But you know what? That's going a little bit far when you got, like, heated toilet seats. It's nice, though.
It's very nice. We have them, but it came with our bidet when my wife bought me the bidet, if you're not familiar with the term, it's a butt washer. It's just got the little fire hose underneath.
Fancy way to say it is butt washer.
That's not the fancy way to say it. So they say also whenever your dog or cat stares at the corner of a room and you immediately think that they're staring at a ghost.
Yeah.
My son does this. I'll be bathing him or something and we're laughing and playing. All of a sudden he just looks up at the corner of the room and I'm like, what's over there? Stop. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Scares me half to death.
Cats, they'll sprint out of the room too. Like, where'd that cat go? Something's in here, a ghost or something.
I think there are.
Yeah.
I think kids and animals can see ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Or a dog barking in the middle of the night. Or an inappropriate time.
There was a house I was supposed to move into, and I took Coda to check it out. He would not walk through the doorway of the house, and I immediately walked away from it.
Wow.
I was terrified. I was like, nope. Yeah.
Okay, they say any children's lullaby if it's sung slowly. You think about it. That's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Isn't that almost, I mean, yeah. Horror movie is what immediately comes to your mind.
Itsy bitsy spider crawled up the water spout.
Boom!
Playgrounds at night.
Yeah, they are. They're scary.
Something creepy about a playground at night.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of mascots, especially if they have the dead eyes and the fixed smile, can be a little bit creepy.
Yeah,
I think most sports mascots are creepy looking.
I saw Pikachu, life size, big Pikachu mascot, and it was a picture online, and he was in the subway, and the guy's arm was like poking out of Pikachu's mouth, like a tongue holding on to the bar in the subway. I'm like, that would scare a kid. Pikachu ate somebody.
Mm. Now, this is a strange one. People said human feet, if you ever just stare at them, they look wrong.
I think this is kind of like whenever you say a word too many times and it starts to sound weird to you. I think if you just stare at a foot for too long, it can look a little bit creepy.
I don't know. I've seen some feet that are creepy.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You don't even have to stare at them long. It's like you just look down. You're standing in line at the grocery store and like, look at his feet.
Oh, that's
a her.
A horror movie where they put feet where the person's hands should be.
Oh, have you not seen those memes?
That would be so creepy.
Have you seen those memes where they'll put like a thumbs up on someone's foot? You've not seen that? Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah.
I don't think I'd be scared of someone with foot hands because they can't even grab you.
Yeah, but there's just, that's a creepy look to have feet for hands.
Can you imagine biting your nails?
I used to bite my toenails when I could reach
out. Oh, Tom.
Gross. And then they said Labubu dolls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can be kind of creepy.
Yeah, I don't get it.
The new age Furbies.
Yeah.
Oh, Furbies. When, you know, what was really creepy was the Furby would start talking in the middle of the night.
Not for those are creepy, but what were the Teletubbies? That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Well, Furbies would actually like we had them in our kids' closet, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, it just start talking.
Yeah, those talking ones I don't like. Here's a picture of a foot with someone's thumbs up. See, that's just gross.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's one of the memes I said to us. Yeah, so you're right, Tom. Yeah.
Anyway, those are some, I bet there's more. I mean, there's gotta be other things that are creepy like that. I think sometimes whenever someone uses your name in a conversation too long, too often, it can get creepy. Like, yes, Tom, that's right, Tom. You're absolutely right, Tom.
Staring at yourself in the mirror for too long. You're like, who's looking back? And then you try and catch him.
You know what weirds me out? That's kind of threw me there. Is whenever you see yourself reversed from like a video.
Yeah.
And you see the mirror image, and it just looks wrong. Mm-hmm. You would think that it wouldn't make that much difference, but it looks really weird.
What creeps me out is when Tom has proven that he's sick early in the morning, so I'm going to be late, and then he takes a picture to show us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's considered normal, Hawk.
That's sick is what it is. Right?
These are normal things that are creepy.
Yeah.
It's not normal.
By the way, I understand why you were late this morning.
Yes.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hope I don't get Tori in trouble here because she's sneaking around trying to get change John's fashion.
I'm not trying to change it. I'm just trying to encourage him to think outside of his uniform box.
Okay, and here's what's so funny is Tori, she was showing us a picture of a coat and asking us about our fashion sense. And I'm like, do you not see what we're wearing right now? Like, why do you want our opinion about this coat?
Well, because I thought it was cute, but, you know, guys' perspective's a little different.
Yeah.
So, and all of you downvoted it. So.
I liked it.
Well, that's true. Thank you.
I thought it looked good.
I've seen your husband. I met him. I always thought he was dressed nice.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything wrong. My friends make fun of me. They're like, you wear the same thing all the time.
That's
T-shirt and jeans.
She was saying, though, he had this coat or jacket from, like, I don't know, 2002.
It's a North Face that he had from college, like freshman year.
Yeah.
Which was not yesterday.
Okay, but he still likes it. Yeah.
It's kind of falling apart. There's a hole in the pit.
Well, you know what? You're doing something right, though. Pretty much everybody has had a significant other ask them, how does this shirt look? Or do I look fat in these jeans? But not everyone has the same option for how to answer that question. 44% of people say they have told a romantic partner that they didn't like something that they were had on. So, which is bold but honest, 48% have never done that.
I wouldn't just flat out say I don't like it, but I would say that's cute, but it, does it come in a different color? Is there a different style to it?
Yeah.
Different style to it. In other words, do they make a different one than this?
It's not as mean, though.
You're pretty good at this. I like that. Because there are some ways you can get your man to change his fashion. Brutal honesty is the most common way the people in the South do it. They will say, now, I don't think that's guys saying your butt looks big in those jeans. Yes, you're right. Okay, but Midwesterners are the least likely to say anything bad about what you have on, which is kind of funny. But in here, even our coworkers, I mean, Tom, he'll talk about my fashion all the time. Cato will slam.
It's not fashion.
We pick on each other.
Yeah. Honestly, you dress like you're cutting down a tree.
It's okay.
I'm not attacking you. I'm just telling people what you wear. You wear flannel shirts, and you look like you're in the Northwest United States going to cut down a tree today.
Okay, that's fine. All right. And I might, you know what, wipe up a spill or two as the brawny man. But here's the thing. It's a workplace, and I'm not dressed like I would if I was going out. This is like, it's kind of like a work uniform. You know, a lot of people have to wear the same shirt every, like the UPS guys and girls wearing the same clothes every day. That's kind of like what I do in here. I pick out a different flannel shirt.
I wish we had uniforms. It'd be a lot easier to pick out my clothes.
Women are much more likely to be honest to men than vice versa. So the guys, obviously, we have some trouble telling you exactly, you know, the way you look when you're about to walk out the door.
Well, because y'all are going to get in trouble. Okay. I mean, you can't be like, that's a little extra love handily on you.
Oh.
That's going to get you in trouble.
And Generation X is much more likely to be honest than Gen Zers, according to this research.
Well, I'm going to be honest, Cato. You don't need to worry about what you wear. I have no idea what clothes you had on yesterday.
That's true.
If you went missing today, I would be like, I think you had a hoodie jacket on, but I'm not sure.
Tori remembers.
I have no earthly idea what you wear every day.
I hadn't wore that shirt since Tori called me out. It's an overshirt that I'll put on in the wintertime over a t-shirt. So a lot of times I might wear that overshirt twice.
Yeah.
Because
I did
in the same week.
Okay.
But you made fun of me first. You made fun of my jeans. Would you call them mom jeans or something?
I don't know, but
I remember
those. It
was not
nice, and so I turned.
I don't think I remember.
When a man wears mom jeans, there's something wrong with that.
I don't think a man was wearing mom jeans.
Oh, okay.
No, I was, and he made fun of me.
Oh, I got you.
So I said, cute shirt from yesterday.
Okay.
It was 2 days ago. And I don't think I would ever call you out for that.
You did. You made fun of me.
All right. Let's see how well you do here, Tori, because here's how to get your man to dress better, they say. Take charge of his closet. Show your husband the stains, rips, and anything wrong with the shirts. Maybe a ring around the collar if they got some dirt around their collar and stuff like that.
And I tried that with that jacket, and I said, no, honey, I love the way that it's just more aerodynamic and it gives you a little more flow in the armpits. But maybe we try a different jacket.
Okay. But see, I don't think that different is bad. You say new because it's worn out. Those are things that aren't offensive to him. You're like, hey, your jacket is a super cool jacket, but it's worn out now. We need to get you a new one.
No, he loves it. It's like a security blanket. Aww.
Okay, you also say this. We need to donate some used clothes to charity because we don't have enough room in the closet.
And then he's like, why is it all my stuff?
Shop for your man's clothing when you're shopping for yourself. You see something out there, you're like, I like that shirt, and just bring it back to him.
He's picky because I asked him about the jacket, and he said he hated it.
I have a friend that will be out shopping for her husband, and she'll buy me clothes. Oh. And she'll say, you know what, I get tired of seeing you in the same shirt. Here's you a new shirt.
There you go.
I'm like, thanks.
All right, buy your man new clothes at Christmas and birthdays. Always get it some kind of clothes that you'd like to see him in because it's free. He might try it. And then tell him how young he looks, and then tell him again. Make sure that he realizes that you love his new look and appreciate his new look. He's looking much younger and hipper with these new clothes, shoes, whatever. Yeah.
Hipper. I like that. If he called me, you look hipper, I'd be like, does that mean I look hippie? Do I have too big of hips? I don't like it.
All right. Ways to tell a spouse you don't like what they're wearing without saying, I don't like what you're wearing. You know what? If I was as beautiful as you, I wouldn't care about what clothes I wear either.
Oh.
Going naked now.
I always wondered what you'd look like as a rapper from the 90s.
Can't touch this.
Yeah. You should try that in a different size, a different color, a different style, and a different brand. And finally, ways to tell your spouse you don't like what they're wearing by not saying, I don't like what you're wearing. I'm so lucky after all these years, you still make me laugh.
I like that one.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, when I visit my dad, I'm always amused at how he uses his phone. I think he has an iPhone 8. Which is about a million years old. I'm not sure the exact timing on that.
Hey, at least he has one.
But, you know, he uses the phone very differently than I do or even than my kids do.
Yeah.
And they say that the boomer generation uses their phone in ways that drive the younger generations crazy.
I'm sure.
One of the things is they use it mostly for calling people. Mm-hmm. And while there's nothing wrong with using your phone for calling people, they don't do much else. And of course, many of us believe that most phone calls could be a text. Yeah. And so it's frustrating when someone wants to call and take up your time when they could have texted and it would have been a much quicker exchange.
Yeah.
That's another thing boomers do is they send extremely long text messages instead of short ones.
Now, but would you prefer one long text or bing, 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 bing going off constantly?
I'd rather have the long one, but there's some people who get upset by that brick of text. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, like I don't have time in my day for this.
Yep.
Now, when it starts to really get interesting to me is they get in trouble with boomers for not locking their phone screen. And what happens then is older people will use their phone, then put it in their pocket or purse, and that leads to pocket dials.
My mom does. Well, I have a friend that does this, too, and I called her out, too. I'm like, why don't you make the screen black before you put it in your purse?
Yeah.
We have one person in our family who is just known for pocket dials. This is my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
He calls my wife two or three times a day, and all we hear is... he's walking along and this thing is dialed in his back pocket.
So no fingerprint, no face recognition, nothing like that?
We asked him. Yeah. We're like, why don't you put a lock screen on this thing?
If you got face recognition and you get a butt dial.
That's an ugly, ugly face. And then here's one I did not know about. It's pretty funny, but boomers will unknowingly turn their flashlight on.
or they'll use it in a restaurant to read a menu and then leave it on. So here they are with their phone, and they got a bright spotlight coming out of it, even whenever they don't need it.
Okay, but I blame the restaurants. Why is it so dark now?
I had to do that yesterday. Because first off, the menu was so, it was dark menu with small lettering in the dark restaurant where I'm sitting. And I'm literally have my light on with the camera so I can enlarge it to see the print.
Kiddo, you go,
and the menu was literally so small, I could barely see it.
And it was too loud.
It was too loud in there, too.
How many times do you have to take a picture because you don't have your glasses with you, and then you zoom out the menu?
Well, I've learned you don't have to take the picture. You can just bring the camera up and zoom in.
Well, they say it's kind of like driving with your car's blinker on is when you've got your phone and you're running around with a flashlight on.
That's too funny.
That is pretty funny. And you know, when it first made the flashlight for your phone, if you left it on, you were like, oh, no, I'm running my battery down.
Yeah.
Now you're like, I expect it to run 10 hours with that flashlight on if I need it to.
Yeah.
Because I use mine every morning whenever I head downstairs. It's my way of not waking other people up and just going down and being able to see. But I turn it off as soon as I get in the car. But these people are not turning off their flashlight. Mm-hmm. I bet there's probably a lot of other things that boomers do with their phones, but those are the big ones.
I will grab my mom's phone and I will organize it. Got her calendar, the weather, the time, alarm, get all her apps organized. And this was like a few weeks ago.
Right.
Yesterday, I picked up her phone, and she's got like five blank pages.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's got one app on one page, and it's like it's all messed up. And I'm like, I don't know how you do this, Mom.
Every time my mom gets an update, she's complaining. Like, you know how you update your phone? It's like because it changes certain amount. They messed up my phone again.
I'm with her, man. I don't like the changes. Leave it alone.
Well, maybe you are on your way to being a boomer, too.
Oh, my gosh. I was a boomer by high school.
Yeah.
That's what old soul means now.
Yeah.
You're a boomer soul.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
The National Toy Hall of Fame announced 12 finalists for the 2025 class, I guess. It's almost like graduation class, I guess, if you get inducted into the Hall of Fame. You made it.
Yeah. Yay.
So last year's winners, My Little Pony was last year's winner, and Transformers last year's winner, which sometimes we call Tori a Transformer here.
More than meets the eye.
She is Amazon Prime.
So when you say winner, how many winners are there each year?
I don't know that, but they have a lot of inductees.
Well, I understand.
I think it's like three winners maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So here are the ones that are up for grabs. I want to save the best for last to see what you think about that. Battleship.
You sang my Battleship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always loved playing that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good game when you were a kid.
Connect Four.
I still play that.
I like that one. It's easy. You don't even have to read the rules on that one. You just got to connect four sometimes. And that's a good way. You know, if you got little toddlers and you want them to win a game, you can kind of, you know.
Yes.
It's kind of like playing tic-tac-toe. You can let them win.
Not as easy as you think.
Okay.
I was playing my son, and he was losing. This is when he was little.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you want me to let you win one? And he was like, yes. I still beat him. I mean, they're just not good at the game.
Trivial Pursuit is in there.
Ooh.
Styrograph, which is...
Spirograph.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was still around, but it is. You've got
it is. You can get it like Michael's and those stores.
You got the little, I guess, circles and stuff and make different designs like a flower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, little wheels. Draw it around, yeah. Sorry.
Kato, do the Heimlich maneuver on him.
Operation.
Hey, that's a new game right there. Scooters were mentioned. Trivial Pursuit. Slime, another one that's mentioned
Slime.
This year. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That's always a lot of fun, and even the kids can make that now.
How in the world? My Little Pony just made it last year, and Slime is already in.
No, Slime is nominated.
It's nominated this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cornhole was mentioned.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The game, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Star Wars lightsabers, which, man, that's one of the best toys you can get, boys and girls. A lot of fun.
Is that the one with the long tube?
Yeah.
I want a real one that nothing's there until you turn it on, and then all of a sudden, I can chop somebody's arm off.
They've got some that are close, but it doesn't chop the person's arm off.
See, that's no fun.
But the light goes up. Like the real ones, they cost like hundreds of dollars, even some thousands of dollars. Like,
I had the plastic one when I was a kid.
Furby was mentioned this year to be inducted, and Tickle Me Elmo. which, you know, they have different varieties of Tickle Me Elmo out there. They got the Dance With Me Elmo. And
well, that's not Tickle Me Elmo.
I know. I'm just saying they kind of went a step further with the Tickle Me Elmo. It's like, okay, we sold a bunch of these. Now let's get, you know, Pickle Me Elmo, who drinks a lot. Yeah. But in this year's National Toy Hall of Fame finalists, they have, it's fluffy, it's white, and you see it during the wintertime.
Snow.
Snow is on the list to be inducted as a toy.
What?
For the Hall of Fame this year, snow.
How?
Well, it's a toy. Like, you go outside. I mean, you know.
I guess grass and dirt already are in.
Okay, they're getting ridiculous now. I was going to sit here and compliment them for still giving these toys awards.
Yeah.
Because it seems like a majority of the world plays video games.
It's like a participation trophy at this point. Like, you have all the actual toys, and then they're like, snow showed up, okay, so here you go.
But before you get to, you know, think about it being silly, here's the thing about this. You know, it's Christmas morning, and you're going to save a lot of money on a Christmas list. Kids get down there, and they're like, it's time to open presents, and they get down to the tree, and like, there's no presents under the tree. You're like, look outside. Go out there and have some fun.
Snow way.
So what you're saying is everybody in the South is going to lose out on
probably
Christmas.
Probably so, yeah.
Because we don't,
have a lot of white Christmases.
I don't know the last one. I never remember a white Christmas.
Run out there and enjoy your Christmas present, son.
I got everybody with something.
Yeah. So snow made the list this year.
Well, I mean, you can do a lot. You can make snow cream, which is delicious. I have friends that do that when it snows.
But it's not a toy.
You can write your name in it.
You can, okay.
You can do angels.
Uh-huh, snow angels, you snowman.
Slide into other cars.
So what's next, the beach? I mean, sand.
Sledding, yeah.
Sledding, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you never see a sand man at the beach, do you?
Kato
did.
Yeah.
A sandman?
Well, not. Like a snowman, but in Florida one time, this guy would do all kinds of different designs in snow and have colors.
Cato did the sand angel, Tom.
I did the sand angel.
When he lost his phone in the ocean that time.
I know the phone was still in my pocket. Just the tide came in at that exact moment.
Well, if you want an extra little Christmas present this year and the timing is right and the weather's right, you can just say, hey, kids, look outside.
Just make sure you get it in the mail early. If you're mailing it to relatives.
Yeah, that's true.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it probably was. You remember the DARE program in schools? It was to keep kids from doing drugs.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't remember the acronym, DARE to not do drugs or something.
You also got Just Say No, remember?
Well, that was before the DARE. Pretty sure that was Reagan era, Just Say No.
Wasn't MAD was at the same time, too.
Well, MAD is drinking.
Yeah.
But the DARE program was about drugs, and a big thing about it was the teachers were very involved in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Well, things have changed quite a bit, apparently, because in Baton Rouge, a middle school math teacher got caught with cocaine.
Oh.
And apparently, this really was a situation that went wrong, because what happened was they had brought the dogs in to look for a random drug sweep with the kids. They had the canine unit with them. But the dog, instead of going after any of the kids, zeroed in on a bag belonging to 47-year-old Virginia Summers.
Oh.
And they searched it and found a small amount of cocaine in her wallet.
She's not fast reflex, because I'd have had that little bag and little Johnny's backpack before cops got there.
Well, don't worry,
I would have stashed it in one of those kids' bags.
Don't worry. She claimed it wasn't hers. It belonged to a friend, but she admitted she may have consumed some at an LSU tailgate party the previous weekend, which I would not have admitted to either. That seems kind of foolish. So then, since they found the cocaine in her bag, they searched her Honda CRV in the parking lot and found marijuana. So she is facing charges for possessing cocaine, marijuana, drug paraphernalia in a school zone.
Instead of a math teacher, she's a meth teacher.
That's the only thing she didn't have.
Yeah. It's like, is this a meth? I mean, you need a meth teacher? I can do that.
I see, if they would have busted me with the marijuana in the car, I'd been like, really? After what you just found? Like, this like, ain't nothing.
Yeah. Leave that alone. Pile it on there.
Now, if she was the chemistry teacher, she could almost try to get away with it.
Right. Watch a white angle going with it.
We got an experiment in class today, kids. what they call those beakers?
Yes.
Okay. It's like a bong.
You probably could take chemistry set and make a pretty good bong out of it. But we've had our production team put together a little commercial about this.
Move over 5-hour energy shots. There's a new way to survive weekday mornings. Introducing 5-Minute Energy Powder. Just one discreet bump, and you'll power through grading your students' pre-algebra exams like a champ. Warning, side effects may include talking too fast, talking too long, and unexpected trips to the bathroom stalls. 5-Minute Energy Powder. Because coffee and energy drinks are for the poor and lazy.
Okay. So the powder I'm thinking is, not energy powder. It's
it most certainly is from what I understand.
I don't know. I've never done anything like that.
Me either, but I kind of know enough about it to know what it does.
So it makes you like get a lot of energy and you want to stay up all night?
For some people, for days.
Okay.
Wow.
So, but anyway, this teacher is in a lot of trouble, and it has to be frustrating because you're like, oh, yeah, the kids are going to get the drug dog thing today, and then you're like, oh, no. I forgot I had that in my wallet.
The dog was walking towards her, and she's like, oh no.
Yeah. That would be bad. You know what I always think, too? If you ever come back in through customs, like in Atlanta, and they bring you down this big escalator, and there's the dogs waiting at the bottom to see if you brought anything back in the country. It's particularly bad if you go to, like, Jamaica or somewhere.
I walked past that dog once coming back in through customs, and it started following me.
Oh, no.
And my friends are behind the dog, and I know it's behind me, and I'm walking. And next thing I know, my friends come up. They're like, that dog was following you. I said, where is it at? They're like, no, it turned off. I said, well, I have nothing on me.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was following me.
Well, if you've been to Jamaica, it could have been contact. I mean, I was in a bus in Jamaica where they were passing stuff around, and around you it was going on. So you like your clothes would come back and get the dog set off.
True.
That would have had to have been terrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
It's almost like when a cop gets behind you, even if you haven't done anything wrong, you're like, I'm going to jail.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, a new survey shows 45% of Americans are getting sick of pumpkin spice flavor.
Yeah, so I was looking at coffee creamers and they have pumpkin spice. Yeah. I'm like, really? I don't need that for my coffee.
I'm getting sick of hearing the word.
That's just great, then. Let's just cancel fall.
Why don't we just cancel pumpkin spice instead and keep fall?
Or you can just drink and eat what you want and be happy and not be so worked up about what other people enjoy.
Wait, you're a pumpkin spicer, aren't you?
Hardcore. I got a real problem, man.
We can't be friends anymore. I'm going to block you on social media.
Half of Americans are addicted to pumpkin spice. The other half is addicted to talking about how much they hate pumpkin spice.
That's true.
You haters.
You know, it's almost like iPhone Android.
Pumpkin spice lattes, though, are like the female equivalent to bacon.
Hold on a second. I got a block Kato now, too.
You know that pumpkin spice, according to the experts, is addictive. It's a real thing. You got the pumpkin spice addiction. Spice typically contains ground cinnamon, dried ginger, nutmeg, and clove or allspice. And neurologists say when that pumpkin spice flavor scent is in the air or whatever, it's combined with sugar. So people learn to associate the smell of the pumpkin spice with the pleasure of also eating sugar. And so you are addicted to the pumpkin spice.
Whatever.
Wouldn't that be with any type of sugary drink then, if it's the sugar?
Yeah, they just make this crap up.
Yeah.
They do. They're like, oh, it's an addiction. Oh, it's not your fault. You're addicted to pumpkin spice.
Y'all got any more of that pumpkin spice?
Yeah. Somebody's over here. She's tapping her arm, getting the vein ready.
So, you know, I was in the store. I told you I saw that the Dawn dish detergent had pumpkin spice.
Gross.
Yes. I'm like, I don't want my dish to smell like pumpkin spice.
I don't want it, my steak I'm eating off that dish to have a hint of pumpkin spice.
So here are some of the things you're looking up, and these are the top things people are looking up for pumpkin spice products online this past month. Pumpkin spice floor cleaner. Okay with that. Huh. Pumpkin spice toilet paper.
Doesn't that burn?
Well, they've got the wet wipes that are pumpkin spice flavor. Like some of those.
Flavored.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're using that wrong.
I know.
Are they colored the same as pumpkin spice?
No, it's like the Dude wipes and stuff. Don't they have the pumpkin spice flavors? I mean, anyway. Trash bag. Pumpkin spice trash bag scent.
I do have scented trash bags, but I wouldn't want that scent.
Pumpkin spice lotion. Pumpkin spice brooms are out there. Even pumpkin spice pajamas and sweatshirts. Now, they don't smell like pumpkin spice. It's like pumpkin spice and everything nice is on the shirt or the sweatshirt.
It'd be cute with little lattes on it. Little pumpkin spice lattes.
Pumpkin spice underwear.
Okay.
Pumpkin spice Oreos. Have you had any of those?
Ooh,
yeah. Gross.
Not a good combo.
Pumpkin spice toothpaste.
Gross. I gag with my own mint flavored toothpaste. I could imagine.
Yeah, pumpkin spice Cheerios. Pumpkin spice chewing gum. So they're going a bit far with some of this pumpkin spice stuff. I'm just waiting for a pumpkin spice filet.
Oh.
Like Chick-fil-A. So you just go through and get your pumpkin spice. Or pumpkin spice, you know, lube and oil change.
It's just starting to feel like Bubba Gump.
Yeah, sorry. You got pumpkin spice TV Plus, anything like that. Yeah. Pumpkin spice Pringles were out last year. I don't know if they're out this year or not. You remember those?
No. Mm-hmm. But it sounds, I mean, I'd try it.
Mm-hmm. And then deodorant pumpkin spice.
Gross.
I don't think I want. I'd rather smell like a vegetable or something than pumpkin spice underneath my armpits.
I don't like the smell.
Yeah.
I don't even like the cinnamon smell around Christmas.
What?
Oh my goodness! What's wrong with you?
Cinnamon.
I am unfriending him now, Tom.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And that Christmas tree smell.
It's too
will you,
strong.
Yeah, I got a fake Christmas tree, and I got to smell up that house with that Christmas tree fake smell.
How does that smell? Because I like a real smelling tree.
It doesn't smell like that.
No, it doesn't. It smells like an artificial, not an artificial tree, but an artificial, someone trying to smell like an artificial tree.
I always get a fake tree, too.
Tree.
And I have diffusers. And so I went and I bought this essential oil, supposed to be 100% essential oil, pine and juniper or whatever else. And I was so excited. I put that thing in and I was like, this smells like the back of a convenience store.
No, like, really?
It was so weird.
You bought the wrong one.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.